Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
We head into a great holiday weekend. Many of you celebrate Christmas. Some of you celebrate Hanukkah, which begins tomorrow evening. The suit celebrates Festivus. Sad. It's amazing today when, at the holiday party, my information is when he got up and on top of the table and screamed out, "Time now for the airing of grievances," everybody walked out. It's not good. All right. Let's get to it. We're brought to you today by our great friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. It's one of the really fun weeks of the year, isn't it? Between this weekend, a lot of people, some of you have to work, others don't during the week next week. Heading into the New Year's weekend, a lot of parties this time of the year. You want to make sure you show up with something. And if you're hosting the party, you want to make sure you're fully stocked. The solution is very easy, my friends. It is Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. You want the best selection of beer? Well, they have the best selection of imports, domestics, microbrews. They also have wine coolers, water, soft drinks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day, and the pickle bar is second to none. And I love the dills and the barrels. So just jump in. It's Brewers. That's an easy one. Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And proud to be in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Great performance by the Eagles last night, which brings us to our play-by-play call of the day, courtesy of Merrill Reese on Eagle 107.
It is 3rd and 5. Shepard in motion to the far side, sets up in the slot. 3 wide receivers. Manning is back again. He steps up. He's being raced. It's pitched, an interception. It's picked off. It's picked off. And running all the way in for a touchdown is Malcolm Jenkins. Malcolm Jenkins picked him off.
And Manning never saw him. Never saw him. I mean, it was a foreshadow of things to come. Eli had a rough night, but that's because the Eagles' defense made sure it was a rough night. They gave him a great false pre-read on that. Great false pre-read. He had no idea where Malcolm Jenkins was. And the Eagles won it 24-19 last night. Our play-by-play call of the day. All right, that leads us into this weekend, and the game of the weekend is going to be Sunday afternoon, Christmas Day at 4:30 at Heinz Field, exclusively on NFL Network as the Steelers take on the Baltimore Ravens. The marbles on the line there, and Tony DeFazio joins us, Pittsburgh Sports Report. Tony, welcome back, and happy holidays to you.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate being on. How are you guys?
It's great to hear you, Tony. All right, Christmas Day. You didn't have any plans, did you?
No, not anyway. No, no. No, but it's all the marbles, Steve.
Yeah, that's what's interesting about this. It turns out to be the game. So let's talk about, first of all, level of play. What level of play do you feel like the Steelers have been at for a month?
Defensively, I think they've been very good. I think it's as good as they've played defensively in a number of years. Their offense has been inconsistent, but if you are patient with the offensive line they have and you're playing good defense, I think the last month has shown that allows, and you have the talent that they do at some of the skill positions, that allows that talent to eventually, come out. So that's going to be tested because the Ravens are a very, very good defensive team, especially against the run, and that's what really has been the Steelers' bread and butter for the past month. So I think it's really shaping up to be a fantastic football game. It's really going to be strength against strength, And even though there's going to be a slight window of opportunity if the Steelers lose for them still to get into the playoffs, they need to win the game if they want to make the playoffs. Like, I guess let's just put it that way. They're going to need an awful lot of help if they lose on Sunday. So, to me, this is why the game was on the schedule. Probably not the most Christmas-type atmosphere on the football field that day. Not a whole lot of goodwill toward men, I don't think, that'll be on display in that game. But, it's a legitimate rivalry, and this is why, because games like this have been played a significant amount of times over the past decade or 15 years or so between these two teams.
The Ravens' quality of talent, obviously, always match up well with the Steelers. Why is it in this particular year do the Ravens match up well with the Steelers?
Well, I think that they do. Both of these teams have identities that they try to play to every time, every year. They know what those identities are, and both of these teams and both of these organizations seem to work toward establishing that identity. It isn't just throwing pieces at a wall and seeing what happens. The Ravens try very hard to have a defense that stops the run. Sometimes you can throw on them, but their attitude and their philosophy is that if you stop the run, it's going to make it difficult for offenses to efficiently move the football. And that's what they do better than anybody. Their front seven is fantastic. It's amazing to look at some of these linebackers and to see Terrell Suggs out there still doing it at a high level. He's not the only one. They've got, C.J. Mosley's probably the best linebacker on that team. Elvis Dumervil is not a young guy, but all of these guys are still playing at a high level. They know what they want to do, and they draft to do that. And, I think that's admirable. And again, both of these teams, especially the Ravens maybe this year, even when their offense isn't functioning at a high level, when they can play defensively the way they do, they're going to allow themselves to have a chance. And neither of these teams seem to panic, not during a game and not during the course of a season. Both had tough stretches this year, and here both of them are on December 25th about to play for, essentially, like we said, the division championship.
When you see Joe Flacco in person, how much more do you appreciate what he does?
Oh, I think that Flacco is one of those guys that unless maybe you play with him or play against him all the time, it is difficult to appreciate what he does. But his teammates have the utmost trust in him. He's a guy who, I was going to say he seldom makes mistakes, and that may not always be true. He does have some of those mistake-prone games.
Sure.
But again, I think, I just think it comes down to identity and trusting in the identity, of the team, and playing within that system. And I'm not by any means saying that Flacco is just a system guy, because he's been a guy who succeeded when they've had to throw the ball around a lot. He's been able to do it. I guess that's why him and Roethlisberger earn so much respect among their opponents, because they both have done it. They've both been there. They've been through the battles. And even when things seem to be going poorly for both of them, somehow they come out the other end and they're still battling. And I think that's kind of what, describes the Ravens' makeup and also describes the Steelers' makeup. That's why it's such a great rivalry, Steve, because these teams mirror each other in a lot of ways.
Why is Ben Roethlisberger currently better playing at home than on the road?
That one I cannot even begin to answer. I honestly don't have an idea. It has gone on for probably 3 or 4 years. He occasionally will have a good road game, but he'll occasionally have the game like he did in Buffalo, where they won in spite of Ben Roethlisberger. Again, that's a testament to how far their defense has come, that they were able to throw 3 interceptions on the road and win a football game. Doesn't happen in the NFL too often. But that's a great question. His numbers the last 3 or 4 years at home have been first ballot Hall of Fame, oh my gosh, this guy's breaking every record in the book type numbers. Mm-hmm. And he goes on the road and he's just another guy. He's just another quarterback, and sometimes he's worse than that. So, I have no idea. There might have been a game or two where he was just coming back from injury. There might have been a game or two where, there were some weather issues. But there were games in domes. There were games when he was completely healthy. There were games when he had a vast array of talent around him that was healthy. And it's really been the same thing. It's one of the biggest head-scratchers, I think, that we've seen about this team, over the last 3 or 4 years. It really is, and I have no answer for it.
How well has the Steelers' front seven been playing?
they have been fantastic, and it's really especially because of when you look at who they've been missing. I mean, they've really been missing any number of their three starters at any given time. Cameron Hayward, who I think over the past couple of seasons was without a doubt their best defensive lineman, if not their best defensive player, he's obviously done for the season and has been for some time. Stephen Tuitt has, I think, had a borderline Pro Bowl season. I think if there's a defensive player on the Steelers who maybe was worthy of Pro Bowl status, it would have been Tuitt. I think he's had a fantastic year. But, you know, he is probably not going to be on the field, or at least in a major capacity this weekend. And Javon Hargrave, the rookie, has played several different positions and done so very, very well. I think he's really been the key. They knew what they had in Tuitt and Hayward, but adding Hargrove, a guy who is so versatile, and he's really given them everything that they hoped he would, and I think he's delivered even sooner than they thought he would. So he, I think, has been, I'm not saying he's the best of the three, Steve, but I think he's been the key that's allowed those other two to play at a high level, and even the guys around them, journeyman guys, really, yeah, who are playing at a pretty high level right now. So I think you do have to wonder how long, you know, can they keep that up for a long time? But so far they have, and it makes it seem like it's not a fluke.
Ryan Shazier, though, is playing with a speed and an explosiveness. What kind of difference maker has he become, and what kind of difference maker can he be in this game? Because obviously Flacco is not going to be the quickest guy moving out there.
Yeah, and I think he's that X factor guy. You know, again, you know, the, you know, I just think, you know, he's the guy that you know, it can make one of those game-changing type plays. And, you know, again, I keep going to the well with this comparison, and I don't mean to compare them as players necessarily, but this is the kind of a game, this is the game that Troy Polamalu could change with one big play here or there, whether it was an early, you know, a play early in the game, whether it was a, you know, a huge interception or a huge hit that caused a fumble or a fumble recovery and a return. Polamalu really put his mark on these kind of games because of his X-factor ability, and I really do think that that's where Shazier fits in. He can just do so many different things. You know, we call him an inside linebacker because that's what he's listed as on the roster. He's a football player, and that's what Mike Tomlin called him when they drafted him.
Yep.
And that really has worked out exactly as they envisioned it. And he's been healthy this year, which has been the biggest thing. I also think he's learned how to play through injuries, which he wasn't able to do early in his career. And I don't even think that's a toughness thing, Steve, as much as it's simply learning how to be on the field when you're not 100% and learning how to do different things to, you know, to get through that injury and still be out there. I think he's done that this year. Mike Tomlin has talked about that a little bit, about him being able to persevere and be on the field. And then when his health does come back around, he's almost even better for it.
Hey, Tony, one final question. It's actually a baseball question. How did you feel about the re-signing of Ivan Nova for a three-year deal for the Pirates?
You know, Steve, I don't think that it's an earth-shaking type deal, but I think it's a deal that they had to make.
Yeah.
They needed a veteran pitcher. Now, can he be the same guy he was the last month and a half of the season last year? Well, that's the million-dollar question, or I guess the $25 million question in Nova's case. But they had to bring a veteran guy in. They weren't a whole lot of options on the free agent market. And to have someone that they have some degree of comfortability with and a guy who wants to be in Pittsburgh, does go a long way. So I think that really does change the look of the rotation, and it puts them in a much, much better situation moving forward. Who knows if they make another move? They may be able to do that, and then this becomes an even different conversation if they add another starting pitcher to that rotation.
Tony, to you and yours, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and thanks so much for everything you do for us all the time. I really appreciate it.
Much appreciated on this end as well. Merry Christmas to you.
Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. From the Sunbury Motors Studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Key, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We'll be back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. A little holiday magic delivered to you. We enjoy this day together. My brother will be on in just a few minutes. The king of picks. He's also off to a great start on bowl picks, I guess. There's a shocker.
Man, in the suit currently tied in the bowl picks at last check. They are what, 3-6-8-8-1.
8-1.
They are both 8-1.
They both picked Idaho last night?
They both picked Idaho last night. You and I picked Colorado State. Yeah, how about Idaho? How about Idaho laying a 60 burger on Colorado State? I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, but Colorado State scored 36 points in the fourth quarter. Did you see that?
I flipped it, I'll be honest with you. I got home after running Bucknell in studio last night over on the Valley. I got home for the fourth quarter at Giants-Eagles. Turned ESPN on quick for the bowl game. There's probably about under three to go, and they were already at 61 points. Yeah, I had no clue they hung that many up.
They scored They scored 22 unanswered. Down the stretch, put a little game heat on them. Obviously not enough game heat. Hoping for more game heat. But it was cold there last night, too. It was really cold. It's one thing about the cold weather bowl games. I mean, it just doesn't give you that bowl feeling. I mean, obviously, I did the Pinstripe Bowl, and it turned out on that day, it was actually a fairly warm day. I remember the game was in the mid-40s that day, which was great. But still...
You're right, though. I mean, you think the reward of getting the bowl is like, oh yeah, we're gonna go to a nice vacation hot spot. We'll clear at least 60 degrees, sunny, and yeah, something kind of San Diego-esque, sunny near 70.
I mean, most of the bowl games I've done have been I'm in a golf shirt. You know, no need now. I mean, am I bringing my winter coat on the trip? Yes, I am, because the second half of my trip is going to Detroit. To Ann Arbor. I have to do basketball on the 4th. So I'm going to have to pack a winter coat. I mean, I'm not going to get off the plane in Detroit and go, hey, okay, that was a mistake.
Plus the plus the remote gear. So, yeah, Tuesday, Wednesday will be with you up there then, right?
Wednesday will be.
Yes.
We'll talk about that in the break.
Okay.
All right. We will have a Tuesday show. So... But I will have the remote gear packed. I will. Just so you know.
I know you will.
Yeah, we'll have it packed in there. So I'm going to have to bag a shirt. I was going to wear that Tommy Bahama shirt that you gave me for the holidays. Might not make the cut.
That's okay.
But the T-shirt I have that says everyone has a suit in their life did make the cut. That made the cut.
I'd say save it till next year for the pretty golf tournament in May. But now you got to go corporate line and throw our polo on.
Oh, it's not the only time I'm going to wear it. let's be honest about it here. It's not going to be the only time. My goodness. But yeah, I'm going to have to that Tommy Bahama shirt. I'm just going to have to bag that thing. I mean, because I have to pack equipment. Do the show. So, got that going on. Because we got to get right after the Rose Bowl, got to get right back to work. Yeah. But the next 3 days, I'm doing nothing.
And you deserve every second of it, and I mean that.
I don't know about that, but I'm still going to take him anyway. I mean, because I'm all ready for everything. I mean, I am ready for the Rose Bowl already. There's certain little things I have to do. I want to watch maybe on my own time, at my own leisure, a little bit more USC tape. But I've got, the charts are all done. I've got the Northwestern basketball game for Tuesday already done. Chart wise, I'll go to practice a little bit Monday, Tuesday, but other than that, I'm not doing much of anything. Tomorrow, no. Sunday, no. Sunday is going to be a Steeler game out of my house. I'm going to watch that. Steelers and Ravens. Unfortunately for you, your wife has set up something where you won't be able to watch the game.
Ooh. No.
Just kidding. She would never do that to you. She wants to watch the game as badly as you do.
Probably a little more than me.
Yes.
Yeah, I created I created that, but it took 5 years in order for that to happen. So
yeah. It's like you said the other day, if the tickets fell out of the sky, you're like, of course I'd be going, and she'd be the first one saying we're going together.
By the way, our online vote for that was 10-3 in favor of yes, going to the game.
Well, let's see. I did it all together on something else, and it ended up 40 votes. Two-thirds of them were yes. And I got a whole bunch of, heck yeah. All right. My brother picks final half hour. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket.
True refreshment can come in many forms. But it can only be found in one place, the Beverage Supermarket. Brewers Outlet in Sunbury. Along with their great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, they have lots of water, soda, fresh roasted peanuts, and an unbelievable variety of pickles at the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and your favorite snacks, too. Get true refreshment all in one place, the Beverage Supermarket. Brewers Outlet in Sunbury.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by our great friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. You want to stock up for the holidays? You better do it now. Take care of it now. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And that pickle bar is second to none. Love the dills, love the barrels. At Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. It's the holidays. Stock up. Make sure you're fully set to go, and Brewers Outlet is the solution. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Time now to bring in the best brother anybody could ask for on the planet. That is my brother, who is just going through me like Sherman went through Atlanta in the Civil War.
Run, baby, run. Are you watching the game? Navy's not looking too good. Okay, how's it going?
Doing great. How about you?
I'm well. I have a trivia question.
Good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's a mix of television. Whose birthday is today on the same day of the most famous Pittsburgh Steeler play ever, the Immaculate Reception?
Jack Ham.
No. Susan Lucci.
Yes. It's Jack Ham's birthday today.
It's Susan Lucci's birthday.
That's nice. It's also Jack Ham's birthday. I already told Jack that I've already raised a glass, a little quick toast of Redbreast.
Well, he's lucky. He shares a birthday with Susan Lucci.
He often brags about that.
Yeah. I'm sure she brags about it, too. Who's Jack Ham?
Jack, of course, the Immaculate Reception, of course, occurs on his birthday. He was sitting on the back bench and never saw the play.
He missed the play?
Yeah.
Wow.
He said, all of a sudden, I heard the crowd going crazy. I got up, I looked around, said, what happened?
Okay.
So here we. All right. So we're ready. By the way, you're 8-1.
I've been listening to your show.
Yeah, 8-1 in bowl games. By the way,
actually, now we need to make that 9-1 since Old Dominion just defeated Eastern Michigan, 24-20. So Suit and brother Kevin are now 9-1 after
What's
10.
What's the Guru's record?
Same as you, 9-1.
No, the Guru.
Oh, him. Oh, okay. He would be...
I'm under 500, right?
Oh, my goodness. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... 3 and 7? Whoa. 1, Yeah.
I said, do your homework.
Oh, 3-7.
I'm the one who couldn't get into Penn State.
Now I'm trudging. I'm trudging along at 6-4.
Sean's well, hanging in there.
I mean, as I pointed out, I really have kind of thrown all my resources into one bowl game.
Oh, come on. If you were winning, this should be bragging about it.
Oh. I didn't. I made a big deal out of
how
well you've done.
You can't use the Rose Bowl as an excuse of why you can't pick a football game.
Okay.
You used to be able to. You used to be go, L.A., Louisiana Tech scored. Who you guys got on that one?
I picked Louisiana Tech because of Navy's injuries.
All four of us picked Louisiana Tech.
No, okay, so we're all winning this one.
Yep.
Yeah.
They just walked right down the field.
All right.
So. I picked Colorado State last night, and I really felt extremely confident in that pick. Of course, Colorado State scored 36 points in the fourth quarter last night. They made it a little interesting at the end.
Wow. I haven't really been watching them.
I've watched some of them. The funny thing is that I told Sean the other day that one of the games I was looking forward to was just on pure matchup, BYU-Wyoming in the Poinsettia Bowl.
Mm.
And yeah, I had to do a game that night at the Jordan Center. Penn State played Morgan State. It was a 5 o'clock start. And I told Sean, I said, look, I want to watch Louisville and Kentucky in basketball when I get home. I'll probably be able to see the second half of that game. I'm going to watch the Poinsettia Bowl. So Penn State wins the game by 41. Do everything I have to do after the game. I come home. All right. Watch the second half of Louisville and Kentucky. Great game. Lives up to its hype. Louisville wins. I start watching the Poinsettia Bowl, and I'm really enjoying it. And about 25 minutes in, I fell asleep. Oh.
That's me. I can't stay awake. It's all past
you know
my
what?
Bedtime.
But you know what? Tonight I'm going to have in my house, I'm going to have everybody here tonight. Except for Kevin. If Kevin's there, it would be perfect to have both Kevin and Claire here. But all four of the grandchildren are going to be here tonight. So.
Oh, wow, that's neat.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, we'll be here.
You should have come.
You didn't invite me.
Yes, I did. You know I did. Do not lie to the public on that one.
Well, why do I just learned about it now.
Oh, I invited you months
when?
Ago.
When?
Months ago. Hmm. August.
In August? You invited me tonight for dinner?
For Christmas.
Oh, okay. I missed it. August. Was it the first week in August?
It was when I came back from my vacation. I went and saw
I was still drinking the first week in August. So. I've been sober since. Hey, and I got another perfect doctor's report. So.
Oh, that's the best Christmas present I could get.
We love that.
I'm doing really well. All my numbers are perfect and whatever. So we got to pick games.
Yeah, well, numbers here as we go into week 17 of our combination full season college and pro picks. Kevo, you are 80-42. I am 76-46, and Stefano is 74-48. So I'm 4 behind. Steve is 6 behind, and we move into our 7 pack of pro games.
These are the hardest games right now.
Yeah. Yeah. So we left the stinkers out, so we kept the top 7. Miami at Buffalo tomorrow.
Well, I think this is a game made for Rex Ryan. He loves going up against a young quarterback who's never played. He's just going to confuse Matt Moore to death. I got Buffalo.
I am also taking Buffalo.
Ironically, so am I. I think Buffalo's going to win the game, especially at home. It's going to be a little warmer up there than I think people realize. But, you know, it's one thing about backup quarterbacks is that if you have a veteran backup quarterback, and Matt Moore is a veteran backup quarterback, he's been around the block, they're usually good with a shelf life of a game or two. They're not expected to be a long-term solution.
No.
I'm going to go with Buffalo.
I mean, other than Tom Savage coming in relief last week for Osweiler, I would have to say Moore has probably been the best backup quarterback that's played in the league so far this season, unless I'm leaving someone out.
Well, the Patriots.
Garoppolo and Brisket.
Yeah, it's true.
They both they both played really well at the beginning. Yeah. They're 3-1. They got through that 3-1.
Yeah. Garoppolo is going to get a big contract somewhere next year.
Yeah, he will. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we have Bob Soci on the show this week. So.
Who's he?
The play-by-play guy for the Patriots.
Oh, okay. What? Santos doesn't do it anymore?
No. Nope. Gil sent me a really great email. I got to respond to him here.
Yeah, may not be much defense in this game. Atlanta and Carolina.
I'm going to go with Carolina. I like the way they're playing, and Atlanta is too up and down for me. And Carolina is playing very well right now.
Yeah, they played really good. They finally played the game that Panthers fans were looking for all season long on Monday night in D.C. I'm taking Carolina, too.
I'm going to go with Atlanta. I still say not having Luke Kuechly, and he will not play this week, is enough of a sway for me not to pick them. I'm going to go with the Falcons.
Okay, so let's take the other game in the same division as Atlanta and Carolina, Tampa Bay and the Saints.
I put New Orleans in the same category as Atlanta. What team is going to play? Who's showing up? Tampa Bay's been very steady with the young quarterback, and I'm taking Tampa Bay.
And I'm going to go with New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I could tell Tampa Bay was not ready for prime time last week against the Cowboys. There's no way on the face of the earth they were going to win that game. This is a little different animal. New Orleans is not the Cowboys. Tampa Bay will win.
Okay, Indianapolis traveling to the Oakland Raiders.
I love Oakland. Period. So, I don't trust. Indy, again, is another one of those teams. What they played great last week, but I like the Raiders.
Yeah. I picked this game just because of put it in our pack of seven just because of the fact that there's not really much of a point spread's pretty close. Thought it'd be a lot further. But I've got Oakland too.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Raiders, especially at home. I think at home they're really, really tough. Yeah. See, and that's part of what's going on with these teams is which ones can end up with home field in the playoffs. That's really important, especially in this league.
It's huge. If the Patriots had home field last year, they'd have won the Super Bowl.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. And that's what Bob said on the show this week, Sean. He was talking about having to go to Denver last year probably cost them.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, this will be the game of the weekend exclusively on NFL Network on Christmas Day. And, of course, you can hear it on 100.9 The Valley. Countdown to kickoff, 2:30 on Christmas Day. Kickoff at 4:30 from Heinz Field, the Steelers, and Baltimore.
Well, ironically, in this game, if the Steelers play in Baltimore, they're like 3-7. If they play the game in Pittsburgh, they're 7-3. So whoever's the home team has a huge advantage in this rivalry. So I'm taking Pittsburgh.
You know I'm taking black and gold.
Baltimore again?
You're smart.
In the Kansas City game, you picked against them. What are you making it so obvious that you're picking here?
It was 3 months ago. You remember that.
I remember a lot of things.
You do. Didn't say you didn't.
Kevin's right about location, but here's one of the reasons why I think location is big. Ben Roethlisberger is an off-the-charts first-ballot Hall of Fame quarterback at home. He is really ordinary on the road. Uh-huh. I mean, he's stunningly ordinary on the road. I mean, really. I mean, you look at his numbers on the road over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't exactly light you up. Well,
and he never lit it up in the Super Bowls. In fact, he had one of the worst Super Bowls ever as a quarterback.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They won. That was also the worst officiated Super Bowl I ever saw in my life.
Yeah, but he still only threw for 100 yards. I mean,
he did nothing in that game.
Yeah.
But the Steelers, they're the home team. I think Roethlisberger will throw between 250 and 300. They'll win.
Yep. I agree.
And if they don't win, I'll blame it on the color rush jerseys. So.
Are they wearing the Bumblebee things, are they?
No, those got retired.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't know how they keep playing those things.
Are they wearing Color Rush jerseys?
Yes, Steelers are wearing all black jerseys with gold numbers. It'll be Color Rush.
Oh, brother.
Yeah. First time ever. Yeah.
Fabulous. How was the last time ever?
Yeah, yeah. I didn't see what Baltimore's Color Rush wore.
Well, you know what, though? What they've been doing with the road teams is they've been putting them in all white with their normal colors. Maybe they wear it like the Giants wore throwback helmets last night.
Yeah, they look good.
That's all they've been doing with road teams is putting them in white.
I hate the Giants.
They speak highly of you.
That's just unbelievable. Come on. I woke up, I fell asleep, and I said, they lost? You got to be freaking kidding me. Okay, yeah. Go ahead. I had to get that off my chest.
Glad you feel better. All right, so yeah. The other game. So the other pro game on Christmas night following Steelers-Ravens will be on NBC Primetime. Kansas City entertaining the Broncos.
This is a no-brainer to me. That Denver's offense is non-existent, and I don't think they're going to win another game this year. I got Kansas City.
I'm taking Denver.
Well, the only risk in this game, to me, goes back to, remember we had Kim Jones on the show last week, Sean?
Mm-hmm.
And she asked me about what I thought of Kansas City. And I said, my only problem with Kansas City is this. They play it so close to the vest that they're always one big play away from losing, which happened with their Tennessee game last week. That's the only thing I would be concerned about. I'm going to pick Kansas City at home, even though they lost to Tennessee at home last week.
Tennessee's good, though.
I know they're good.
Kansas City's record's like 20-4 over the last 24 games. I mean, whether they play close to the vest or not, they win. They just don't win the big game.
Right. Yeah. The reason they don't win the big game is because they play it so close to the vest,
yeah,
that it's good enough to win most of the time. But when you're making your margin of error so thin and you make a mistake, you get burned by it.
Yeah, very true. Hey, they got burned last week the way they usually win. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest issue. I think the NFL worked it out right. They've got two really good games, though, on Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we move to the day after Christmas. Last one here in our list, Dallas Cowboys entertaining Detroit.
I watched Detroit and the Giants play last week and was not impressed by Detroit at all, especially now after the Giants lose to Philadelphia. So I think Dallas is going to do a tap dance on Detroit. And Zach Prescott still, for whatever reason, got to prove that he's good. You know,
yeah.
I don't understand that situation. Tony Romo, now I understand, it's unhappy. Well, Tony, you played 3 games in 3 years, you know? You were not the quarterback of that team. You haven't been for 3 years. Go find another team to play with. I had to get that off my chest. Okay.
You're right. I agree with you.
You're true, yeah. I'm true. Yep.
The only thing of the Detroit... Go ahead, Sean.
I'm going to go with Dallas, too.
The only thing of the Detroit Giants game I saw last week was the parking lot at Giants Stadium. because we played on Sunday at Madison Square Garden at 11 a.m., and then we got out at about 2 o'clock, and we had to bus past Giants Stadium on the way back to State College.
Wow.
This is what I've been doing every weekend.
Well, I know it. I told you not to. They should be flying you around. I'll get my hands on that president of the school and have a talk with him. You should have a helicopter, and they should be bringing you back and forth to the stuff.
I wish.
They do it with Matt Lauer. Matt Lauer gets flown back and forth to work every day. Figure that out. I had to get that off my chest, too. I got a whole bucket list.
I feel like this has been a great therapy day.
I lost 7 billion credits today playing my online casino. I started the day with 9 billion credits, and now I got 2 billion. I'm so unhappy.
uh,
I'm like a moron. I just sit there. When you were there at the shop, you saw me playing.
I know, I saw.
Yeah. I lost 7 billion credits today. I got pissed off, and I just kept hitting the button. It wouldn't hit, so I just kept hitting it. And I'm betting 25.5 million per spin. Nothing's hitting. So every 4 seconds, I'm losing 100 million credits, and I'm going and going and going. It's not winning nothing. So, but anyway, it's fun. I had to get that off my chest, too. Having a bad day. I got the Sinclair, though. That was good.
You just got a lot off your chest here in the last 20 minutes. You got to feel a lot lighter and a lot better. Yeah, you're feeling a lot lighter. You lost millions and billions of chips.
I mean, really, I feel like it was a great therapy session.
So, anyway, that was good. Navy stinks, huh?
Well, they have 7 guys out, and they're on their third-string quarterback.
Yeah.
Well, Kevin, glad your numbers are better. Glad they're where they're supposed to be.
And they're exactly where they're supposed to be. Thank you.
Yep, this has been fun since we cranked it up around Labor Day, and we'll have you on again next week.
I can't wait. It's fun. Look forward to it every week. So,
yep.
Merry.
Happy holidays.
Yep, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and all that stuff.
Now, he's the one, that would find all the gifts ahead of time. You were good at it.
I got you what I got you last year.
Yeah, I know you did. It's amazing how I've become used to it.
Same color.
same everything.
Last year was buy one, get one free, so now you got the one for free.
We'll wrap it up in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Happy holidays from everyone at Penn's Tavern. It's time for gathering friends and family, and Penn's Tavern wants you to make them your setting for your holiday party. Historic Penn's Tavern, recently voted as the Daily Items 2016 Reader's Choice for Best Tavern, is waiting for you. Penn's Tavern has an ambiance that cannot be duplicated. The Sarah Room is the original structure of the tavern. Built circa 1700s, the Sarah Room has original stone walls and wooden floors for an unmatched old-world feel. The Wixted Room, overlooking the Susquehanna River, attaches to a more modern River Room pub. The River Room has 12 local microbreweries on tap. And just in time for the holidays, choose Penn's Tavern gift certificates for the perfect stocking stuffer. Purchase 5 gift certificates in the same amount and receive a gift certificate of the same value at no charge. Call to reserve your date and time for a memorable holiday gathering at 570-286-2007 or go to PennsTavern.com. Wishing you all the best, not only during the holidays, but the whole year through. From everyone at Penn's Tavern.
Well, that was another fun half hour, as always. Great therapy session, too.
That's the key. He always leaves us feeling better. That's what we look for.
Yes, he does. Well, it's obviously we hit that time. We're going to be back on Wednesday because obviously we're going to take Monday off, which is a holiday for everybody anyway. So we're going to take Monday off. Tuesday, we would air the show on Tuesday, except Penn State basketball plays the Big Ten opener with Northwestern on Tuesday. And that'll be 2:30 the airtime. 3 o'clock will be the tip-off. And then Sean and I will be back Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. This has been a very special year. Kevin did an awesome job, and I have nothing but great things to say about the job Kevin has done. But he also made a business decision for himself to go into digital media. What that did was open the door to get an awesome guy like Sean in there. And Sean, in reality, is the heart and soul of this whole operation. The job he's done lining up guests, the order he puts them in, the flow he puts to the show. He really is the heart and soul of what happens here. And because of him, he's the rudder that makes all of this work. So, Sean, to you and your wife, your family, Merry Christmas. It's an unbelievable privilege for me to work with you every day, and I enjoy it more than you know. Our thanks to our great friends at Brewers Outlet.
You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. You can hear us anywhere in the world with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.